This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
I wanted to start a series on this because I was reminded in the church service the other day how really central the theme of love is to the entirety of Christianity. And because of that, and because it is such an important topic, I thought it might be really fun and might be something that's really productive to do a series on love specifically. And so the first place you go to in the Bible when talking about love is you got to go to the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. And this is something that has kind of been on my mind here recently anyway. I'm about to do a wedding for a friend of mine, actually somebody that works here at Cumulus. And because of that, I've been looking through this chapter. This gets read at weddings a lot. You're probably familiar with the text, even if you didn't know where it was. It's important to remember, though, that in this particular chapter, the context surrounding this chapter in the letter to the Corinthians is that Paul has been instructing the Corinthians about proper use of spiritual gifts and how they are to conduct themselves in worship. So with that in mind, we're going to look at that kind of through that lens at the first three verses here in 1 Corinthians 13. Paul writes, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but I do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have a gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but I do not have love, it profits me nothing." Paul is conveying here that the theme of love is so central to the ideology underlying the Christian religion that all these other tenets that we think of as being big monumental pieces of Christianity, and they are. And in fact, the reason that this analogy works is that Paul is saying these are really big ideas when it comes to Christianity. Spiritual gifts, knowledge, prophecy, faith. But all of it, even faith, is secondary to love. You have to have love to make the whole thing work, or else it all falls apart. Because if you think about it, love is really the purpose, the point, the goal of Christianity in the first place. And so if you miss that, then nothing else matters. If you don't have love, then nothing else that you understand about Christianity, the information that you have on it, the faith that you have in it, none of that matters if you're missing that crucial part of the puzzle. And every virtue expressed in Scripture is rooted in love. If you think about it, whether it's being modest or being kind or giving to the poor, all of that is rooted in love. And so if you miss the love aspect of it, you're missing out on those virtues, what those virtues are meant to teach you, the benefit to your life that those virtues are supposed to bring to you. They come because they are rooted in love. They're rooted in God's love for us and in His desire for us to live the way He wants us to live and thus improve our lives and make them better through His teaching. It doesn't mean it's always going to be easy, of course, but it does mean that God really does desire that which is best for us. And so this theme of love being central to Christianity is really important to Paul, and he emphasizes that. And in turn, everything we ought to do ought to exude love, because you think about it, it's good to stay away from sin. Paul warns about that too. But every sin is just an absence of love, a lack of love. And so if we really want to be in accordance with God's will, everything, every action we take ought to give off love and show other people love. Because if God is love, we cannot pretend or claim to be His people if we do not make love the central binding force in our lives and the lives that we lead with other Christians. Stay the course, friends.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt. Every weekday from 9 to 11. Only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.